Covered California officials say they're proud to have signed up 1.2 million people for health insurance during the first year. But Executive Director Peter Lee says there's still some things they want to improve.
Last year, we did a pretty good job. At the same time, we learned things we could do better. A couple of the biggest lessons are on the ground is critical.
This year, one of their biggest goals is signing up Latinos. Thanks to a new grant program, there's about 220 organizations reaching out to people in the Latino community and other ethnic groups, including in places like Dinuba, a rural community southeast of Fresno.
Buenos días, todos. Si saben que el año pasado...
But here, where so many Latinos lack health care, those outreach efforts are facing a big problem. Many of the people they're reaching can't sign up. Just a day after Peter Lee spoke in Fresno, I joined enrollment counselors from Family Healthcare Network during one of their outreach efforts in Dinuba. During the 4 hours I was there, most of the conversations went something like this.
Are you signed up in any healthcare plan?
No.
No, why not?
I haven't applied.
Are you a resident or a citizen?
No, that's the bad thing.
None of the two. Well, that's the problem.
Andres was one of those who didn't meet the requirements, meaning he couldn't sign up for health care. He agreed to talk on the condition that we did not use his last name.
Thank God I haven't had the need to go to the doctor.
He says it's almost been 6 years since he visited a doctor back in Mexico. Andres works in the fields and says a medical checkup would be nice.
I do have some pain, especially in my bones. I think I have a problem with my knees. It hurts when I work. I take some pills, but without a doctor's prescription.
He's not the only one in that situation. Madel Comonfort was one of the counselors trying to get people enrolled.
From the outcome that I'm getting from the community right now, most of them are not legal residents or U.S. citizens. So it does make it a little bit difficult for them to be covered.
In order to enroll through Covered California, individuals must be either a legal resident or a U.S. citizen. This leaves the undocumented population with limited options.
Some facilities offer sliding fee programs. It just depends on who's available and what type of programs are out there for them.
And some just end up in the emergency room?
Right. Some just end up in the emergency room.
And there were those who did benefit during the outreach effort. They were undocumented parents who needed help to enroll their U.S.-born children. A recent report by the Pew Research Center estimates there's about 3.5 million unauthorized parents of U.S.-born children who've lived in the States for at least 5 years. Estela Lopez visited the counselors to help with her kids' renewals. She says she's grateful because her children now have insurance for the very first time.
It's been great. My son's insurance covered his visit to check his eye vision, and before, I would have to pay cash for those services.
Local physician Mario Martinez says Latinos are a hard community to reach, even when they meet all the requirements.
The Latino population has never been a population in general that has had great access to care in the past, partly because of the work background or even their history of really never having any kind of health care.
And when it comes down to it, many families living in the Central Valley from different racial backgrounds really have to think about how they're spending their money.
With low-income families who struggle, you know, are down to the last $20 at the end of the month, and then you're asking for another extra, you know, $40, $50, $100 to pay for health insurance, it gets a little hard on the budget.
Despite the obstacles of reaching out to these communities of color, state health officials say they're confident that this year's outreach efforts will pay off. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Diana Aguilera.